Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to discuss exclusively economics, macroeconomics. Let's start with the consumer's budget constraint. So you are the consumer, right? And you have a budget. Well, the fact that you don't have unlimited budget gives you a constraint. Yeah, and in this economic world, the constraint looks like a line on a graph, with one example given here, pizzas and cola. So the budget constraint shows the various combinations or bundles of pizza and cola that you can afford for a given income. Here the consumer buys for 1000 euro, this is his total spending, and the price of cola is given. So then you have different combinations of pizzas and colas, and for example the consumer will choose to eat 50 colas and 250 pizzas in a month, let's say. Great, then there's this concept in economics called consumer's preferences. In economics, the consumer's preferences are represented with indifference curves, which look like waves, different curves, which show the combinations of cola and pizza, to take the previous example, that make the consumer equally satisfied. Because the consumer prefers more of a good, points on a higher indifference curve are preferred to points on a lower indifference curve. The marginal rate of substitution, MRS, shows the rate at which the consumer is willing to trade cola for pizza. So a higher or a higher indifference curve means you have a better budget, I guess. The next is the impossibility of intersecting indifference curves. A situation like this can never happen, because according to this, the consumer would be equally satisfied at points A, B, and C, even though point C has more of both goods than A. Okay, so this can never happen. Bowed indifference curves. So indifference curves are usually bowed inward. This shape implies that the marginal rate of substitution depends on the quantity of the two goods the consumer is consuming. At point A, the consumer has little pizza and much cola. So he requires a lot of extra cola to induce him to give up one of the pizzas. At point B, the consumer has much pizza and few cola, so he requires only a little extra cola to induce him to give up one of the pizzas. So this is the concept of marginal rate of substitution and why the indifference curve is bowed. Perfect substitutes and perfect complements. When two goods are easily substitutable, such as 50 cent and 10 cent coins, the indifference curves are straight lines. When two goods are strongly complementary, such as left shoes and right shoes, the indifference curves are right angles. The consumer's optimum. The consumer chooses the point on his budget constraint that lies on the highest indifference curve. At this point, called the optimum, the marginal rate of substitution equals the relative price of the two goods. Here, the highest indifference curves the consumer can reach is the consumer prefers a point on higher indifference curves, but maybe he cannot afford that one. Point B, which is in a lower indifference curve, is affordable. But because it lies on a lower indifference curve than his budget constraint, he does not prefer it. He prefers the one on his budget constraint. An increase in income. When the consumer income increases, the budget constraint shifts out. If both goods are normal goods, the consumer responds to the increase in income by buying more of both of them. Here the consumer buys more pizza and more cola. an inferior good is the one that consumer buys less of when his income rises. Here cola is an inferior good when the consumer's income increases and the budget constraint shifts outward. The consumer buys more pizza but less cola. Change in price when the price of cola falls. The consumer's budget constraint shifts outward and changes slope. In this case, the quantity of cola consumed rises and the quantity of pizza consumed falls.